She has a beguiling gait, dragging her feet slightly as if reluctant to rejoin the husband. And who can blame her? The man has not said a word since I've been here. I swallow more of the ghastly wine. I could recommend a few relatively inexpensive vintages which might fit the bill, I say to the landlord. As I've said, there's not much call for it. You could build up a reputation for fine wine, attract higher spending customers. I do all right the way things are. I can see I'm getting to him. Lots of country pubs are closing. You have to innovate to survive. He flares up. You run a pub, do you? As a matter of fact, I don't. The two young builders finish their beers and say their goodbyes to the retreating landlord, leaving only my couple, who are now conducting a desultory conversation. I move over to a table by the window so I can hear them. I didn't invite them, he says. They just turned up. I'm not accusing you of anything. What are you going to do? I don't know. We could ask for advice. Who from? It's not a common problem. We can't be the only ones. There's a pause. She contemplates the icy dregs of her gin and tonic. He says, I'm not sure anyone will believe us.